Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. That middle wall of separation, it's coming down. This is what Jesus was talking about in John 17:21. I pray that they might be one. There were only two people groups at that time, not Protestants and Catholics. None of them existed. It was only Jews and Gentiles. It was before Jesus died and rose from the dead. He said, I pray that they, the Jews and the Gentiles, might become one, because this will release something in the spirit world when these two people groups come together in the Messiah that will impact the world supernaturally. And this is what Paul was talking about in Ephesians, the second chapter. He said the reason that Yeshua, that's Hebrew for Jesus, the reason that Yeshua came was to break down the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. And I have John Paul Jackson on the telephone. I don't know if he's ever seen this in Scripture, but John Paul Jackson is a prophet. His specialty is teaching believers how to understand dreams and visions. I'm speaking to him from his office, Stream Ministries, in North Sutton, New Hampshire. But in Malachi, it says in the last days that the prophet Elijah will come, and either fathers and children will be united, or there'll be a curse on the earth. And Elijah, of course, gave a double anointing to Elisha. And so what is this double anointing? I believe when the fathers, who represent the Jewish people, unite with the Christians, who represent the children, and they become one, it'll cause the double anointing to cause the world to believe. Have you ever looked at that scripture that way, John Paul?
No, I haven't, but I love that.
We are talking this week about a subject that everyone does. Everyone dreams. Everyone spends, what did you say, a third of their life sleeping?
Yeah.
I mean, that is mind-blowing when you think about it. And most believers I know think it's pizza or don't even have a clue. And sometimes they think it's God, but they really don't know what God is saying. And it's so frustrating. I wonder, I mean, you have studied the scriptures on this one specialty, plus God's anointed you for it. Give us some clues about what we can look for in dreams and have some insight.
Well, Sid, one of the most important things that we can do if we really want to understand what God is saying is we have to make a distinction between what the world says dreams are and what the Scripture says dreams are. The world will say that dreams are our psyche simply revealing things that need to change in our lives, our soul understanding of things. And so you have a dream, and the dream tells you, well, this needs to change in your life, this needs to change in life, you need to do this in your life, and so on. But there's a real problem with that. You see, if your psyche can tell you what's wrong with you, then your psyche or your soul must be able to perfect you. And if your soul can perfect you, then there's no need for a Savior to come. There's not even a need for God, because in essence, through ultimate perfection, you can become God, which is the original lie in the Scripture. You can become like God. And so what ultimately the secular dream interpretive process has left us with, and no wonder the church looks at it with some skepticism, is the belief that we can tell ourselves what is going on in our lives and lead ourselves to ultimate perfection. That's unbiblical, and it's not what God wants dreams to be understood as. The basic understanding is this: we cannot get ourselves to ultimate perfection. We cannot become God. What we have to do is allow God, who is eternal, sees from eternity outside of time, into the time that we live in. He sees what's coming our way. He put us here for a purpose. And what he wants us to do, he wants us to reach the purpose for which we were created. So he lets us know through a dream, through a vision, through an angelic encounter, through a word of knowledge, through various gifts of the Holy Spirit, he lets us know what is going to keep us or help us to achieve the purpose for which he put us here on earth. The secular view is a temporal view, but the biblical view creates eternal life in us. Jesus came to restore the relationship, reconcile man with the Father. And in that reconciliation, the idea then is that as the Father walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, he can walk with us, talk with us, give us understanding. John 16:13 says, when the Holy Spirit comes, he'll lead you and guide you into all truth. He'll take everything that the Father has. He'll reveal it to you. He'll even show you things to come. So what the Lord does is he has given us incredible vehicles. One of those vehicles is dreams and visions, as well as visitations and other supernatural events that are scripturally based and supported in Scripture.
Now, in your teaching, which we're making available on two CDs called Basics of Dreams, Visions, and Strange Events, you categorize about 20 different categories of dreams.
Mm-hmm.
One that everyone is interested in is the category direction dreams. Would you explain this?
Direction dreams are basically that. I haven't tried to make fancy names for them or anything like that. I've just tried to put names to it that people will recognize, oh, this is what this is telling me I need to do. You'll have a dream that tells you that you're going into the ministry. You'll have a dream that tells you you need to change jobs. There's going to be a job change coming your way. It gives you direction about where you should go. Joseph had a dream, and in the dream, the Lord told him, don't go home this way because those that are seeking to kill your son, Yeshua, are still alive. Go home another way. Those are direction dreams. They define where we need to go, how we need to get where we're going. Let me give you an illustration of that, if I can.
Please.
I moved up here to New Hampshire. The day before I moved up here to New Hampshire, my lead intercessor calls me. Or before I moved, I shouldn't say I moved. At this time, I had not moved. I was literally getting on the airplane the next morning to come up and look at the land that was going to be given. She did not know that this was going to happen. I had not told her about this. I was going to come up and look at the land and then come back and tell her, pray about this, or et cetera. So she calls me up and says, I had an experience last night. In this experience, the Lord took me up to the northeast, to New England. And in this dream, I saw this mountain. And on this mountain, I saw a waterfall on one side of it and a reserve for animals where nobody could hunt on the other side of it. And the Lord said, I am going to give this mountain to John Paul Jackson, and it's in the northeast. And I go, you're kidding. I said, Alana, you had that last night? She said, yes. And I had to call you. The Lord said, I had to call you today and tell you about it, that I couldn't just pray it. I had to call you and let you know. So I said, well, Anna, you don't know this, but tomorrow morning I get on an airplane to go to the northeast to look at a mountain somebody is wanting to give us, and I don't know about a waterfall or anything like that, but just that you would call me, that is amazing. Maybe it's metaphorical. And she goes, oh, no, this is the real thing. I flew over it. I saw it. I know it's there. So we get up here. We drive to the mountain, and I couldn't believe it. We're taking a film, we're videotaping it. And I hear this roar, and I look over, and there's a waterfall. I could not believe it. And then we go up on the mountain, and we find out on the other side of the mountain is a piece of land, a large piece of land that has been given to the state, so there's no hunting, no nothing on that piece of land. It's like an animal preserve. So everything that happened in her dream, in that dream encounter, I saw. Now, what that did for me was this, Sid. It said, this is where I want you to go. And that's a direction dream.
I'm so glad that God tells us, because where would you have ended up if you were going on what you thought?
Well, I had never thought about moving to New England. So this is what the Lord has us to move in various stages of our life. It's kind of like a chess game. He plays chess. We're like a chess piece. And every move he has us to make, the enemy has to respond to the presence of God flowing through us.
You know, I'm looking at these various categories. There's dreams for calling, warning dreams, false dreams, chemical dreams, correction dreams. This really is a great way to begin your journey, his two CDs, begin your journey in understanding dreams, because he has devoted himself to study the Bible on just this area and teach what the Bible says, and you have found it is reproducible. And that's what his heart's desire was. His heart was broken when he realized he had a gift from God, but it wasn't transferable, and he would not be able to reproduce himself. But between this basics of dreams, visions, and strange events, which is a great way to begin your study of this by John Paul Jackson, it's two CDs, and we have two television shows on a DVD. The first one is with John Paul Jackson, in which he teaches on dreams and visions, and then prays for freely I've received, freely I give, for the impartation on his life in this specialized area. Then I have probably the most precise prophet I've ever interviewed in my life. His name is Charles Dixon. And we have his television show in which he teaches on prophecy, and then he prays for impartation. I absolutely believe that heaven is drawing so close to earth right now. I believe that if you would just open your eyes, there are so many hungry people all around you. People you've been witnessing to for years, they are hungry right now, and you're not knocking, but they're going to come knocking on your door, and if you're not moving in the supernatural, you're not going to capture the harvest that God has for you, that God wants to use you in at this precise moment in history. So the package of the two television shows plus the two CDs available for a donation of $30. The CDs are titled Basics of Dreams, Visions, and Strange Events, and the two television shows, we'll just put the whole thing together in this package, is with John Paul Jackson and Charles Dixon. And I believe that just as in the Bible, Elisha apprenticed with Elijah, this is your mentoring. You're being mentored for the supernatural. This is a must, a great way to begin your journey. A donation of $30 for the basics of dreams, visions, and strange events. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.